Good morning, everyone. Five states, an estimated 194 dead at this point. The worst tornado incident in nearly 40 years in the United States. People all over the United States are waking up hearing these reports, and some, like this listener in Tennessee, is taking a look outside the windows where the winds were blowing so hard yesterday.
I'm Cody from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They were pretty bad. It's like this every spring, though. Yesterday, Murfreesboro, Nashville area, they were hit pretty bad with a thunderstorm, straight-line winds. Several roofs of structures were torn off. Just kind of how it goes when you're living in this neck of the woods, though.
That listener hears the program on WMOT in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We also have listeners in WCLK in Atlanta. If you have been affected, we want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And while it might be par for the course in Tennessee, it certainly wasn't down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I was just holding my little girl in the closet as tight as I could, and she had no idea what was going on. She was just saying, Mama, Mama. And I was just, oh, God, I can't even imagine.
State of emergency has been declared in Alabama, where 128 people alone, that's the death count in that state. What did it sound like yesterday? Joining us now, John DeBlock, who works for the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama. The sound really doesn't give you the sense of what happened yesterday. As someone who's involved in the warning system there for the National Weather Service, assess how well or not so well you did warning people yesterday. This was breaking all record books.
Absolutely, John. This was a historic day in Alabama. It's by far the worst tornado episode and outbreak that we've experienced. Right now, I believe the death toll in Alabama is at least 150, so pretty much every time we turn around, that death toll is going up. As far as we're aware, our systems performed well. We provided tornado warnings to many of these tornado warnings. The final statistics aren't in, but we appear to have given people on the order of about 20 minutes heads up before these major tornadoes have struck. And as you've noted, unfortunately, depending on the quality and the strength of the structure that you were in, was going to have a big impact on how you were able to survive the storm.
Well, John DeBlock, minutes and seconds, of course, can matter. So that 20 minutes may not sound like a lot of time, but it's actually the difference between life and death for so many. You heard that listener from Tennessee where they weren't breaking any records yesterday, but the storm pattern still inched into that state. I'm wondering if that southern sense of we get this all the time in many ways is your worst enemy trying to warn people.
Absolutely. Complacency is the problem. Everyone thinks, well, that tornado didn't hit me, that one didn't hit me, so I won't pay attention to the next warning that comes along. It's vital that everyone, when a warning is issued for your area, that you do take the warning seriously and that you go to your safe place. I had my family. We went to my in-laws last night. We were in their basement twice for warnings for storms that were headed towards our direction. It's rather humbling when you hear your street called out on the TV station as they're saying where the storm is headed, and you're in the basement listening to a radio simulcast of the warnings. A very humbling experience. Fear did come across my mind, absolutely. But we did listen to that warning. We went to our safe place, and that's the best chance folks have to survive the storm.
John DeBlock is a warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service based in Birmingham, Alabama, where they broke records in that state yesterday. 128 people dead in the state of Alabama. You know, we've heard voices all morning long of people who can barely, in many cases, can't describe the devastation, the sense of feeling how lucky they are, the humility that you've just described. In many ways, a resident of Alabama from the National Weather Service also has a very unique perspective because yesterday you were seeing this on maps. Last night you were feeling and hearing it. This morning you're looking at the footprint on the communities in Alabama who are now picking up the pieces. Describe how the forensics sort of team is going to take a look at where this storm hit and what lessons are going to be learned.
Well, absolutely. We go out, and we have actually three teams of our staff that are going out and examining storm damage today. What we want to do is to determine the beginning point of each tornado track and the end point and the maximum damage that's on that track. We have some guidelines. We have kind of a guidebook that guides us to making the proper analysis of the information. usually when you're looking at trees, it's pretty straightforward. Did the tree snap or was it uprooted? When you start looking at homes, the quality of the construction comes into play. Was the home fastened properly to the foundation? Were hurricane straps used to secure that roof to the upper stories or the upper level of the house? Some of those key factors are very minor details that are going to help us make the proper assessment of the strength of these storms.
John DeBlock, I recall a tornado devastating in Oklahoma that I witnessed and covered as a journalist, and I was sitting with a National Weather Service meteorologist, not unlike yourself, on a morning of horrible devastation. And as he looked at the pictures and saw houses completely blown from foundations and just the concrete, nothing else but debris and concrete, I remember on his face this look of horror, and all he said was F5.
Mm-hmm.
What's he talking about?
Well, that's the back in that day was the Fujita scale. Now it's called the Enhanced Fujita scale. There were a panel of experts that met nationally and combined some of that engineering analysis knowledge with the original work of Dr. Fujita and came up with what was called the Enhanced Fujita scale. So now it's still the scale goes from 0 to 5. That EF5 is the epitome of the most violent tornado that we can imagine. The scraping of the earth, even peeling pavement off of the ground, scraping homes clearly off their foundation, not having a recognizable piece of the home remaining. That's the utter devastation of that EF5, that epitome of the tornadic storm.
And that's what barely missed a college campus in Tuscaloosa. Is that what we're seeing?
I think we were looking at storms at least in the EF3 category, very well EF4. We're going to get out there and analyze to see if it was an EF5.
Any lessons this morning as the National Guard fans out to try to continue this search and rescue effort?
Just if you hear that warning, that's the time to get to your place of safety.
John DeBlock, thanks so much for being with you. We're certainly grateful your family is safe. Warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, where people all over that state and four other states picking up the pieces. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.